We're going to be learning about Carol Reinhart's life, and we are at the Minnesota State Conference in Moorhead. It's January 20th, 2018. Carol, we're looking forward to this.
Thank you, Greg.
Can you tell us how you got into the auction business?
Do you know, Greg, I didn't think I had a choice. I met my husband, Steve, and when we first met, he said, "I'm going to be an auctioneer." I said, "A what?" I always wanted to be a country girl, but I had always had to live in town or the city, you could say. So when I met Steve and he said he wanted to be an auctioneer, I said, "Okay, that'll pass." It didn't. So that is how I got in the auction business. He wanted to become this auctioneer, so he went to school after we were married. And then shortly 1 year after, I was picking up a lot of the auction work anyway. So he said, "You know, I think you better go to school. I learned a lot when I was there, and you will too." And I had two little children. And, well, it was a couple of years after that I believe that I got into this then, because our children were born already. I didn't want to leave them. And then Colonel Reich was in charge of the College of Auctioneering, and he scared me to death. But I decided to follow his wishes and go to auction school, and that's how I got in the business.
And what do you enjoy about the auction business?
Well, what I enjoy is that I feel that I have really been accepted. At auction school, they tell you that it is a man's world and a man's occupation, and it might be very difficult for you to break into this field. So I was pretty nervous about going home, because we live in a farming area, and that is what I really enjoy about auctions. I like to relate to farm people. But for me to look an old farmer in the eye and ask him to bid on a tractor, was that really going to happen? So I was a little bit scared, but it worked out really well, and I was accepted in our community. And I think part of it was the respect for Steve. He had lived in this community all of his life. Most of the people knew him. And then, of course, my biggest promoters were his father and his uncle. And they were both pretty much farm-oriented men, and they gave me a lot of respect. Of course, they bought everything I sold for about the first year. That helped.
Well, who has been the biggest influence in your business life?
I believe Steve, just his love for auctions. When I first met him, as I mentioned, he had told me that this is something that he really wanted to do, and I could see the love that he had for this business. I knew nothing about it. Being a town girl, I always wanted to live in the country, and I loved animals, so I think that is probably something that helped me. And of course, my friends still don't believe that I'm doing this today, that my true love is ranching. And of course, that spread to our daughter, Kaya.
Sure has. Mm-hmm. What lessons has your work life taught you?
Well, I do believe the most important lesson, and I think that's probably true for a lot of people, that you have got to learn that honesty is the best policy. If you do not ever tell a lie, it will never come back to haunt you. So if you know something about an individual piece, it's probably better to be honest about it. And actually dealing with people, if you're straightforward and tell them exactly what you know about it, they can see that you're sincere and that you're honest. So I think it is honesty and sincerity is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan on retiring? And if so, how do you feel about that?
I feel good about retirement. And yes, I already have taken the first steps. I have some health issues, and so I'm not able to go out on the auctions as much anymore. There are a few that I go to just out of necessity, but otherwise I enjoy answering the phone, talking to people. I meet a lot of people. Once they call me, it seems like they call me back just to talk. And there are so many things that I can do in the office. I handle all the titles and just the management of the office, paying the bills and paying our clients. And without somebody doing that full time, I would have to have somebody else help or hire a new person. So if I can fill those shoes, I don't feel bad when our crew goes out without me. They're doing their job and I'm doing my job. So that is pretty much what I have planned for my retirement. Of course, our daughter is now expressing more of an active role in the auction business, she and her husband, her family. So as they step into our shoes, I'm going to be able to step out.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And what are some of your favorite memories of the auction business?
Just the incredible things that we have sold. A lot of times I've had this feeling, of course, when you first start, you're nervous, you're worried that you will fail. You need your confidence to be up to par. And so at first you're a little bit nervous about that, but when you get comfortable with yourself, you feel that you can do a chant and get the job done. All of the homework is done ahead of time, so you're prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So what I think the most important thing was is to be able to see the look on our customers' faces when they say, wow, you did a good job. That was fabulous. They give you a lot of credit when you know in your heart that item was probably the easiest item to sell. You had all the people there that wanted to buy it. Yeah. It's like taking candy away from a baby, so you have to keep a smile on your face. So I think the greatest thing was the feeling that you get that you are comfortable with yourself, that you did the best job that you can. I know I'm a little bit guilty. You get used to reading body language, and sometimes you don't think a person is done bidding, so you hang on a little bit too long. You really have to be at peace with yourself to be able to tell when it's time to sell that item. So it's a true life experiment and a challenge every day.
Yeah. And do you have any funny stories or funny characters that were at auctions?
Yes, we have. And my mother-in-law was amazing. She was an author, and she said, you have got to write these items down. You could definitely put them together in a book. And sometimes I took her comments to heart, and I did make some notes. But we've had a chance to sell some very interesting items that were a challenge, but just so much fun. You feel like you own them for a little while, and it's just a thing about possession. They're not really yours, but you feel like you are in control for that moment. And so you have to be ready to have that feeling and to let it go. But the funnier things that have happened is that the first little while that you're in the business, you've got to learn what comes out of your mind. It goes into your mouth and comes out your mouth. Mm-hmm. You really have to be thinking a little bit about what you're going to say. I would feel really bad if I said anything inappropriate. And there were a few things, and I really would hate to tell you a few of those stories, and I don't think I will. But you wonder, how in the world did I say that? When a couple of people in the crowd catch it, and they sit back and they snicker, and they know that you didn't do it intentionally, but it was just a comment that didn't appear what it should have. Mm-hmm. So as far as funny stories, there's nothing else that comes to light. Just watching people and having repeat customers that you feel that you know, I guess that is very entertaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feels good. Do you have any advice for a young person or someone coming into this auction business?
Yes. I do believe that you have got to decide what your goal is, how you want to handle your business, how you want to take control of your business, and to stick to your policies. And again, I believe that honesty is the best policy, and to treat people just like you want to be treated, with fairness and honesty.
And how would you like to be remembered?
As being an auctioneer, not so much as being a woman auctioneer, because when I started, there were very few women auctioneers. And of course, it is kind of a novelty. And back in those days, they would walk into our auction and see me up there calling, and they thought it was quite unique. But I would rather be remembered as just a good auctioneer that knew values and knew how to get the most for our clients. And I know that there was a man that he keeps telling me this whenever I see him. He says, you know, I've watched you for years. You pound every dollar out of those old Finlanders' wallets. So I guess that is a compliment in a way.
I'd say so, no mm-hmm. doubt. And what are you proudest of?
Our daughter. Our daughter, Kaya, and her daughter, Cassie, have pretty much followed in my footsteps. And I guess I am just proud of that family legacy. We have two children, and they're both girls. The oldest one really did not want to be involved in the auction business. And of course, Kaya wanted to be with us as a youngster, and she did not want to stay home. So when she was about 9 years old, she would travel with us to auctions. And in those days, it was just Steve and I, and then Kaya would come along and she would mark the numbers and all the items that we sold. So she was drawn into the auction business. People got to know her, and then she went to school when she was 11, and her daughter went to school when she was 12. And then they both had educational choices that they've had to make, and they haven't been full-time all the time, but I believe that they'll come back to the auction business and make it their own.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes for the future of the auction industry?
My hopes is that a farm auction will still be a farm auction. I know that there's so many new branches of the auction business. We have been totally affected by the computer, by the internet, and by all the online auctions. Things are just a little bit different now. You can push a button and get something coming to your door from Amazon, and it will be there within a day or two. So we have got to use, they are our main competition. A farm auction is something, or an estate auction, it's still, there's a definite need for them. There are people that do not want to wait and piecemeal things out or do an online auction. They want to plan the event, hold it, and then be paid. There still will be an occasion for that, especially in a rural area or an estate situation.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your life with us, Carol.
Thank you, Greg. I've enjoyed it.